Oh, such a clutch pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
He shoots. He scores.
Go to Blinds.com for up to 45% off and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Go right now for up to 45% off at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
FM News Talk 97.1.
Podcast. The Mark Cox Show.
I want to compliment your show on how fair and level-headed everything you guys talk about.
Who is this guy? He's saying what we've been saying forever.
Maybe what we need from a conservative standpoint is
The Mark Cox Show.
I respect that. We don't agree.
Listen to both sides.
Let's get it on. Is The Mark Cox Show.
Here comes Schwartz. He already has two. And that one kept away from Tarasenko by the stick of Burns. Towards the net. A hat trick for Schwartz. His second of the postseason.
Let's go blue.
I love the sound of that.
That was pretty awesome.
Gosh, what is going on?
What's going on with the mics this morning? I can't hear myself.
Are you really here? If we can't hear you, are you really here?
That's a really good question. From the sound of my voice, if you can tell I'm kind of hoarse, I was out late. So that's got something to do with it.
Right, I thought maybe it was just me. Sorry about that.
I thought it was just me.
No.
I was like, I know you're here, but I can only sort of hear you. And it's Monday.
Yeah, I did. I watched the Blues game. It was awesome.
Yeah.
They just kept getting better. I just kept waiting for something bad to happen, but it just kept getting better.
No, it got better and better.
Good for them. I went to see Sammy Hagar last night at Hollywood, and they weren't even talking about it on stage. The crowd just went nuts.
Yeah, because
of course they all watched it. He did have a blue jersey on.
I saw a tweet of him in a blue jersey. I'm like, that's cool.
Yeah, he and Michael Anthony, who's the bass player.
Not that he needed to endear himself to the St. Louis crowd because they already love him, but, you know.
Yep.
They love him some Sammy, but they kept saying, let's go Blues. That was the last thing that Michael Anthony. Clearly, Michael Anthony was the bigger of the two hockey fans of the people on the stage, but he was enjoying it.
Big day.
Yeah, the drummer for Sammy Hagar is Jason Bonham. Son of John Bonham, who was the drummer for Led Zeppelin, which is getting in the weeds there, but
a little bit.
He's British.
Like, should I know who that is?
A little bit.
he's British and he doesn't know much about ice hockey, so you know what I'm saying. That's right.
I'll forgive him for that. He played some good music for you last night.
Oh, it was great, and my throat's hurting a little bit this morning, but that's okay.
What were you singing along? Were you trying to be Sammy, or what was happening?
It was awesome. Everybody was singing along. Can you hear it? You can hear. Anyway.
Well, of course, it had to be last night instead of Saturday night when you were supposed to be there.
No kidding. That was such a bummer. We were all ready to go out and could have slept in Sunday morning, and then the weather, which ended up being
nothing
that was gonna canceled be the concert.
I stayed in Illinois with my family, and we had a little bit, but...
Yeah, we had some rain. I mean, it looked ominous, but we had a little bit of rain, but it was nothing for us anyway. It wasn't serious.
I could have reached to the radio and strangled a meteorologist. Not our meteorologist, of course, but I'm driving over there and I'm hearing on the radio, oh, there's a storm coming in. We, of course, you grab your phone, you look at this horrible looking string of storms headed toward us, and then we're waiting in line to turn into the Harrah's Casino Amphitheater. I keep wanting to call it Riverport.
Hollywood Casino.
It's Hollywood. It's not Harrah's, right? Like, why? You've done that a couple times.
I can't never remember
where
the name
are you going
of it.
To shows?
Keep changing the name of the amphitheater. And I'm turning left into the parking lot, and Fortunately, we hadn't gotten in there yet when they announced that they were delaying the concert. We're looking at, we're like,
What?
We look again, you know, potentially 60-mile-an-hour winds. Well, you know, the problem is a lot of people who, I guess, who sit in the lawn get there early to stake out their spot. Mm-hmm. And those people would have had no shelter if something bad had happened.
Oh, sure.
So I understand why they did it, but it's still a bummer.
Safety first.
But you were actually there when they canceled it?
Yeah, we were parked. We were getting ready to turn into Riverport Drive or whatever it is that goes around it to get to the parking lot. And we were able to make a U-turn and get out of there before we got trapped back in there. But yeah.
That was lucky. But it's disappointing to get so close. And then,
but anyway.
They made up for
Sunday
it,
night.
Right.
Out till, you know, 11, 11:30. You have to get up at 3. That's no big deal.
Eh.
Well, we're all right.
You'll be all right.
It's all good.
That's why we have coffee.
Mm-hmm.
Keeps us going.
Lots of it.
You're like the Energizer Bunny with a little bit of coffee in you, right? That's good. We're going to get it's good. The president was a little busy this weekend. With the tweets. He's got an appearance tonight. He's going to be back basically making one of his campaign-type stops. And I've got an official number this morning on the number of people running for president as Democrats. Officially, according to the New York Times, it's 23.
Okay.
Which crushes the previous record of 17 set by the Republicans in the 2016 race.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
Crushes it. And apparently there are still two other people, including Stacey Abrams, who might still announce they're running.
Who's the other one?
That they think of. Guy's name escapes me. I didn't recognize the name immediately. And they don't even have Howard Schultz listed as running yet, even though he's basically already done a town hall, I believe, on Fox, saying that he's running as an independent. So I don't know. I would almost count him as a Democrat. So that's 24. He can say he's an independent if he wants. But, I mean,
but we know what that means.
We know what he's doing. We know what he's doing. This weekend you've got, was it Klobuchar or Gillibrand, one of the two, I think, saying that she would simply not enforce the border laws at all. She wouldn't arrest anybody. Can you believe that? But based on what we're facing, a million people a year flooding in illegally, and she would do nothing.
It's so bold to admit it.
It's bold. Everybody's got to have their thing that they can put their stake in the ground, mm-hmm. and then everybody else tries to move left of it. It's maddening to watch. It really is.
I don't know if it was maybe Friday. I was listening to the Glover Show Think Tank, and they were trying to list the
selling a little or a lot. Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify is got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odyssey podcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odyssey podcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/odyssey podcast.
Candidates running, I think they got up to like 6 out of the 23, and we're like,
it's a bunch of people you don't know.
Mm-hmm.
I think I could maybe do
10.
Yeah, maybe, yeah.
But who are those other 13? Like, who are these people?
Well, there's been some analysis done of it. Some people claim that it's expanding the bench for the Democratic Party. And I heard one guy say, well, maybe, but if nobody knows who they are, what good is it to have
right,
a bench?
Exactly.
And you've already announced, and we still don't know who you are.
There's Biden and
stop caring.
Everybody else. Biden and Sanders and everybody else.
Over the weekend, I played the game where you sit there and try to list out all 50 states, which is impossible to do in one setting now. as adults, you can get to like 46, 47 without having to check each other. It's essentially the same with the Democratic candidates now.
That's a good point. Like, I thought there were 55. And then what Obama
55
said? He's been to all 55.
Maybe that's what was happening. I had most of
them.
Well,
he was considering the territories. Right?
That's it. The ones he wants
Doesn't
to be
Puerto
states.
Rico count?
Exactly. They need to garner some new votes.
We really do need to entertain ideas like a fairer, which means higher, marginal income tax rate on those earning the most. A reasonable wealth tax or something like that to make sure that people are giving back when they become enormously wealthy. Perhaps a financial transactions tax that taxes these millisecond differences in computer trades that people become enormously wealthy off. I'm not saying we ban them, but since it's not obvious how much real value they're adding to the economy, the least we could do is get some value for the American people. And also closing the corporate tax loopholes and incentives for offshoring.
They're full of crap.
Pete Buttigieg, I'm going to keep calling him that. I know it's not how it's pronounced.
Nobody Close knows enough. How it's pronounced.
For some reason, I guess one of Rupert Murdoch's sons has a soft spot for the left, and he keeps putting them on his air. I don't know why. Mm. They gave the guy a town hall and let him spew that left-wing nonsense. Is there a tax he can think of that he wouldn't increase? And I mean, he's a sweetheart of the left, is what he's become. He kind of replaced Beto as the sweetheart of the left. And it doesn't matter really which Democrats you talk to. They've all got an idea on how to increase your taxes. Look at J.B. Pritzker in Illinois. He basically told people in advance that he was going to raise their taxes, and the idiots voted for him anyway. This is the guy that ripped all the toilets out of his mansion up in Chicago to save $400,000 in tax assessments, and he's going to stick it to everybody in the state of Illinois with this tax increase they've got going over there. Now, he didn't mention it in his campaign, but he wants to legalize recreational marijuana primarily so that he can tax it. That's it, because he sees it as a source of revenue. Now, the pro-pot crowd won't mind because they get what they wanted, but ultimately, he's only doing it for the revenue.
Isn't that way most people do it, though? I'm not saying he's a good guy, but that's usually what it's about, right?
I think a lot of people run as part of, that's part of their platforms, that they believe people should have the right to legally buy marijuana or medically or whatever. Pritzker never even talked about it in his campaign, and now suddenly he's a big pro-marijuana because he wants the cash.
I know a lot of like pro pot people, and they're like, "Well, it'd be a good tax resource for the state." Like that doesn't seem to be like,
I don't think
particularly
their reason for wanting it legalized, though.
No, I mean it's secondary, but among them, that's something that pro pot people say is it's here's more money for the state. So I didn't think that was particularly controversial. I'm not saying it's right, but I think that that's a.
I just think it's a carrot that they're dangling in front of people who aren't sure it should be legalized. They say, well, it's a tax revenue source.
Yes, I think
so.
Yeah,
go ahead and do it. And if we're going to buy marijuana anyway, and we're taxed on it, then it helps. Well, that's a weak excuse. My criticism of Pritzker is just that you never mentioned it during the campaign.
Yeah.
Just like Steve Stenger never mentioned during the campaign that he knew darn good and well that if he got reelected, he'd be the king of the new unified kingdom if they were able to get that merger pushed through.
Seems a little shady.
Huge disappointment, by the way. And we'll talk more with Rodney Boyd about this when we get him on this morning at 7:10. But a huge disappointment out of this legislative session is that Republicans have a super majority in Jeff City, and there were still enough of them bought off by Rex Sinkfeld and the people that controlled Better Together that H.R. 54, House Joint Resolution 54 by Dean Plocker, got held back from a vote in the Senate. It was approved by the committee. It was on the agenda for a vote. Things that were lower than it on the agenda for a vote got a vote, and that bill did not. Now, why wouldn't that bill get a vote? It had nothing to do with Better Together. It simply said that moving forward, if there's ever an attempt to merge two counties, there has to be a local vote before that can happen. Not controversial in any way, shape, or form. So why would you not want that to become law in the state of Missouri? Unless there's still some hope of reviving a statewide vote to try to force a remarriage of St. Louis City and County. There can be no other reason.
Sure.
Nobody down there has been able to explain it to me.
Yeah, it's like almost like they were like, this isn't important right now, but it's just as important now, because if this comes back up again, you still have no safety net, and then we're right back in the same spot.
Right. Well, we need to get Dave Schatz on here again where we can ask him that question. Why? I mean, he sets the agenda. There's no reason why that should. Now, I know that it's possible for a single senator to hold something up, and that may have been what happened here. We need to get that name. We need to know who that was, who did that, if that happened.
We need answers.
Where the hell did the $120,000 come from?
Here we go.
Which are questions that have still not been answered.
We just added a new question to the long list that Mark already has.
Things that keep us up at night.
Did you hear about that guy that is paying off all those student loans for people? We're going to talk more about that when we come back. What a great idea. Billionaires everywhere should do that, but not taxpayers.
Mm. But they put out false, they say confidential sources. Do you ever notice they never write the names of people anymore? Everything is, a source says, there is no source. The person doesn't exist. The person's not alive. It's bull, okay?
Yes, Mr. President.
Oh, man. Sources say the administration's in turmoil. President doesn't like that at all. He's not playing. Welcome back to the Mark Cox Morning Show. Glad that you're with us. I tell you that story yesterday about the guy giving away college tuition. We got a clip from that, don't we? Let's play that, please. Hold on just a minute.
This is a challenge to you, alumni. This is my class, 2019. And my family is making a grant to eliminate their student loans.
Wow. What a shocker, huh?
Yeah.
So
that's like the best news
ever. That's a lucky group
ever.
Of people. Yeah.
The entire 2019 graduating class at Morehouse College, which is a historically black college, has just had their student loans just written off. This guy's like...
That's awesome.
I guess he's a billionaire. I know that. It's estimated that the 400 graduating seniors may have about $40 million in student loans for if you add it all up. That's pretty awesome.
That is. He's the chairman of Vista Equity Partners, LLC, whatever that is. I'd never heard of him.
I wonder when somebody will claim that what he did was discriminatory. You know it's coming. Because it's an all-male college.
Oh.
It's Morehouse an all-male college?
Yeah. It's an all-male historically black college located in Atlanta. Oh. So somebody's probably wondering why why he did that at a male college and not a female college. I'm just kidding. I was talking about this yesterday with my son, and I'm like, he's like, oh, that's awesome. I hope somebody does that at my graduation. I'm like, well, considering the fact that I've never heard that done before, I don't know that it's going to become a trend.
Probably not.
But if you went on and listened to what he said he would like to see more of this moving forward. I'm assuming that he's got a political position on it, although he didn't come right out and endorse somebody that he thinks is running for president. But a number of the Democratic candidates running for president want to either eliminate existing college debt or move forward saying that you can go for free, or you can go to here for free, or, well, nothing's free. Yeah. Professors don't work for free.
Someone's paying.
Universities don't exist for free. It just doesn't happen. It doesn't make any sense to me. My son's like, oh, that'd be great. And I'm like, well, it would be great. And I understand that. I said, but think of it this way. It would be like going to a car lot and picking out a car that you liked, because you pick out the college that you like. You apply for it. You get the college that you want. You get to go there. So it'd be like going and picking out a car that you like and having the car dealer give it to you with the promise that 4 years later you would start paying for it. And after 4 years, you've used the car. It's old at that point, and you've suddenly the bill comes due, and you decide that you don't think you should have to pay the bill, or it's not fair that you now have to pay for something you've used for 4 years. I agree that the cost of college, because I'm paying a bill like that right now, is out of whack. The cost of nothing should go up 5, 6, 7% every year. And every year, and in this past year, this next year, the University of Missouri's tuition is going to go up 5 to 7%. Nothing goes up that high. The cost of living doesn't go up that high. You know, I mean, inflation is 2%, even if you looked at it that way. I agree that the cost is out of whack, but what it gets down to a choice. For the same reason that I don't that when I was right out of school, I didn't walk onto the Chevrolet dealership's lot and buy what would then have been a very expensive $25,000 Corvette or $30,000. I didn't do that because I couldn't afford it. So I had to look at something more economical. But people have got to start looking at colleges that way.
Yeah.
And until they do, the cost of going to school is never going to come down. Mm-hmm. And then the states need to do something about that as well.
I remember when I was getting out of high school, I thought, ooh, SLU seems really great. And then I thought, well, SWCC is two blocks away and like tens of thousands of dollars cheaper for the first 2 years. Let's do that, and then we'll figure it out from there.
Right.
It was a decision. It was a discussion, like, with my parents. Like, you can take out these extra loans and do this, but you're going to put yourself, for your undergrad, instead of just going to community college, you're going to put yourself in a lot more debt. So I took that road, and it was fine. Now my debt is minimal because of it.
You know, my daughter just graduated from law school.
Mm-hmm.
I went with her on the day she went to meet with a financial loan person at SLU 3 years ago. And this individual informed her that the average debt for a St. Louis University law student coming out of law school, the average debt is about $120,000.
Wow.
So you've got, more than the mortgage was on my first house coming right out of school, like walking out the door. And that's a postgraduate degree. So a lot of those people might have come in with
some debt already.
Undergraduate degrees, sure. And then they're facing another $120,000. Now, with a law degree, you could argue that, well, sure, you're going to make enough money at some point, you hope, although I know a lot of starving lawyers, pay off that kind of debt. My daughter, fortunately, didn't come out with that much debt, but she has some debt she's going to have to pay off as a result of law school.
Mm-hmm.
And it comes due 6 months after you graduate. So she had to go back and meet with a person in that same position. I don't know if it was the same person or not, to start talking about what payment options are once the payments start in December, I think it is, when she has to start making payments on her student loan debt. And it's crushing.
Yeah.
But at some point, we've got to have the conversation with our kids. What's on the other end of this? If you really don't know what you want to do for a living, why would you rack up $80,000 in debt to get a degree from the University of Missouri? Because it's roughly $20,000 a year now. If you have no scholarships and nothing else, you're going to have an $80,000 debt hanging over your head when you walk out the door.
Oh, yeah. This is a discussion I'm having in my house a lot, as I have, I have a 13-year-old daughter, so we're not too far away from thinking about those things. And yeah, Doug and I talk about the options a lot.
Yeah.
Well, I mean, it's why technical colleges, there are plenty of people. If you talk to Brian Eggers,
there's a real Eggers push for people doing trade.
There's a need for it.
Yeah,
and
absolutely.
There's a lack of people going into those professions. Part of it's they're not being directed there in high school because, everybody wants to be on the college track, and that's fine if you're sure you're going to come out with something
and
other
it is,
than
but
a degree
it doesn't make
in
sense
his,
if it's just
education.
Because that's the next step. That's just what you're supposed to do, which I really think has been the conversation for a very long time. I didn't really think about anything else. I thought that's just what you do.
After high school, you go to college.
Yeah, that's just the way it is.
Works.
And there's more to it than that.
Yeah. I still think the car analogy is one of the best ones I've heard, though. You're taking an expensive car and promising to pay for it 4 years later. At that point, it's worn out and 4 years old, and you want to know why you have to start paying now. And you wouldn't assume you were just going to, if you did that to a car deal, you wouldn't assume that debt was going to be erased by somebody, or, mm-hmm. you know, just act like it didn't happen. You just can't count on that. You have to plan for it. You have to not spend more than you've got. That's for sure.
Good morning. This is President Donald Trump. I just want to say all this winning is getting a little tiring, but I never...
Spring is a time of renewal, so why not refresh your home with a little help from Blinds.com? We make getting custom window treatments a minor project with major impact. Choose from premium blinds, shades, and shutters. We even have options for your patio, too. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments. There's no pushy salespeople in your home or inflated showroom prices. Our design experts can help you find the perfect window treatments on your schedule. We'll even send free samples directly to you. Plus, we can handle the measuring and installation for you. Unlimited window treatments installed for just one low cost. And with Blinds.com, you'll always get transparent pricing. No hidden fees. Our free shipping and 100% satisfaction guarantee can put the spring back into your step. And into your home, too. Shop Blinds.com right now and save up to 45%. Up to 45% off for a limited time at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Miss the Mark Cox Morning Show.
Thank you, Mr. President. He's going to have a campaign-style appearance again tonight, so we'll have more good presidential stuff tomorrow.
There's always something good from those.
Exciting. Always something to look forward to.
And they're entertaining, but from a producer point of view, it's like 900 cuts, and it's like, cool, man, keep talking.
That's right. It'll be pretty awesome.
They are entertaining, though.
Yeah. Probably time for me to mention, since I don't say it often enough, that you can also pick up our signal two other places, 98.7 and AM 1490.
Yes,
We talked about this a lot when it happened. We haven't talked about it much lately, but we are out there. So if you're having trouble in your area with the signal, 98.7 FM, 1490 AM, and of course, radio.com, you can always stream stuff on there, and 971talk.com. /Cox, and you can watch the live stream in the morning right on YouTube.
That's right. Yes. We're everywhere. Yeah,
that's right. Did our first Facebook Friday event on Friday, and that was clearly a big hit.
That was fun.
It was a good time. We're going to do that every Friday. We'll kind of continue the show, talk about some of the topics we talked about on the air and some we didn't. Last night, if we did a Facebook Monday, we'd be talking about Vince Neil.
Would we?
We
is
would.
That, is that
Wait,
right?
Yeah. Mark would.
Yeah, we is a little strong there.
Vince Neil last night warmed up for Sammy Hagar. So the former lead singer of Motley Crue.
Yeah.
And Vince has seen better days. He's a little bit of a
oh, no.
he's a little bit of a barrel chested dude that looks like the guy you see sitting at the end of the bar at closing time. He's been there a little too long. And
does he sound okay?
Yeah.
See, that's the thing.
No.
Sometimes when they look like they've passed their prime, they still sound good.
Yeah.
He almost sounded like a caricature of himself a little bit he's had to change his voice a little to hit some of the high notes that he hit, you know, back in the 80s. And mm-hmm. I mean, the music sounded good. He's the only member of Motley Crue up there, but of course all they played were Motley Crue songs, and so the music sounded good and you could sing along with it, but it seemed like Vince would like hit every other word in some of the songs, and if he didn't remember the words, he'd just hold the mic out to the audience because everybody was singing along with him.
That's what you do.
Yep.
Just stick that mic out. Oh, you guys know this one.
Yeah, it was pretty funny. And then he came out at one point after Hagar started, and he sang part of a song with Sammy Hagar.
That's cool.
Yeah, it was pretty cool.
Sammy sounded good, though.
Oh, Sammy was just...
Nails.
Nails. Just nails. Every time I see him, he seems to get better. And he's like 71 years old.
How many times have you seen Sammy?
Oh,
would you
I don't
say?
Know. I don't know. That's That's a
he's
a
lost
tough
count.
I really have, because I've seen him individually five or six times that I know of that I can remember, and then I saw him with Van Halen a few times. So I don't know, maybe eight, nine times. He gets better every time I see
that's
him.
That's a lot of times.
Oh yeah,
like that's good. It's cool to be. I've never seen anybody that many times.
I've helped Sammy, you know, with some of his car collection that he's put together over the years because of all the tickets that I bought. Mm-hmm. So that's okay.
Thank you for that. I'm sure he appreciates it.
Mm-hmm. his guitarist last night was sitting down, and we're trying to figure out why is Vic Johnson sitting on his can during this hard rock concert. And apparently he broke his foot. They didn't explain how That'll he broke his foot, but he had a boot on,
all right, well,
and
he
couldn't dance
for that.
Around the stage.
Yeah. Give him that.
So he was sitting there, and they joked with him a couple times about having a broken foot, and he kept holding it up in the air. But he had to sit down on a seat. If they keep playing at an advanced age, they'll all be sitting down one of these days.
They wheel them out.
Wheel them out in a wheelchair.
Yeah, they just never leave their chair. They get on stage that way.
I think the next time I see Vince Neil, he's going to be in a wheelchair. I'm just saying, he's going to get too heavy to walk.
I have to find
like
a new picture of him or something.
Oh, you got to Google it if you haven't seen him lately. I mean, seriously. If you know what the term barrel-chested means, he just looks like he's just got a big old beer belly on him, and I'm assuming it's beer, but he clearly doesn't miss many meals. And he kept running off the stage like they'd play a song or two, and he'd run off the stage. And then the guitarist, who you've never heard before, plays a solo. And if that's Eddie Van Halen, I'm pretty interested in listening to him play a solo. But if I've never seen him before, I didn't really care. So he's playing a solo, and then the drummer plays a solo, and then the bass player's playing a solo. Where's Vince? Vince has run off the stage. We were joking. Either he had to go get oxygen,
exactly.
Right? or there was a hamburger stand back there, and he ran back to get another hamburger because he was just...
He's put on some weight, huh?
Have you...
you're being kind this morning.
I'm always kind. What are you talking about?
I'm just saying.
Did you guys watch The Dirt, the Netflix Motley Crue thing?
No, I want to, but I haven't seen that yet.
My buddy was with me last time, was talking about it. He said, you got to go watch it now that you've seen Vince.
That should be our homework for the week. We should all watch that and then talk about it. Because I want to see it, too, if we all want to see it.
I hear that the opening scene is rather graphic, so I'll just tell you that right off the bat. Just
thanks,
not,
Dad.
It's not appropriate for anybody under the age of 17. So don't show it. Don't watch it with your kids around. That's for sure.
Mark's public service announcement.
I'm just telling you. Like Game of Thrones. Much of it is inappropriate.
Get more at 971talk.com.
Spring is a time of renewal. So why not refresh your home with a little help from Blinds.com? We make getting custom window treatments a minor project with major impact. Choose from premium blinds, shades, and shutters. We even have options for your patio, too. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments. There's no pushy salespeople in your home or inflated showroom prices. Our design experts can help you find the perfect window treatments on your schedule. We'll even send free samples directly to you. Plus, we can handle the measuring and installation for you. Unlimited window treatments installed for just one low cost. And with Blinds.com, you'll always get transparent pricing. No hidden fees. Our free shipping and 100% satisfaction guarantee can put the spring back into your step. And into your home, too. Shop Blinds.com right now and save up to 45%. Up to 45% off for a limited time at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.